Welcome to Chavez, sir, Mr. Journalist, sir. I'm Scotty, Scotty Denver. How about a balloon horsey or a monkey in a tree? Or maybe a pirate sword made out of a balloon? No? What's that? You'd rather hear my story? What am I, unpunked or something? Where is he? Seriously, where is he? I've always wanted to meet that dude. Well, yeah, sure, okay, whatever, let's do it, have a seat. I'll tell you, you're lucky. You caught me here tonight. This is usually the night I'm in the recording studio. You know, working on my demo. What do I play? Oh, you know, bass, drums, stratothizer, sister. But mainly I just sing. 41, I'm 41, why do you ask? Oh, I guess a man of my skill shouldn't be working the circuit, huh? Is that it? You know, the circuit. That's what we balloonists call it. Thelma, Shirley, and I. You know, Chevy's, Friday's, Chucky's, the Archdiocese. Basically, wherever there's an adult trying to keep a child quiet, we'll be there. Why do I do it? Why do I make balloon animals? Well, the simple answer is, it helps pay the bills while I'm saving up for Juilliard. But hey, what can I tell you? I love kids.
Hey, mister.
Oh, hey there, pal. Wow, looks like someone's got a bad cold, huh?
My stepdad sent me over here to purchase a token of his ill-placed affection.
And how much is that worth to stepdad?
$1.
Wow. A whole dollar, huh? Well, let's see what old Scotty can make for a whole dollar. There you go.
Wow. What is it?
It's a pirate sword, kid.
Well, where's the handle?
Grab it there by the two balls at the base. No, not by the indented tip. The base. There you go. Now run and show stepdad what his dollar will buy him these days. That's it. Run on over there, you crusty-nosed little scab. What's that? No, it's not about the money. But come on. You can't defend that douchebag. Besides, I sort of don't even hardly need the money, kind of. I make all my money playing the stock market. What did I invest in? Oh, geez, you name it. Like textiles and food. Oh, and chips and salsa. Napkins and silverware. What? No, I didn't begin by talking out of my ass and then transition weakly into listing off items I could see by looking around Chevy's. Man, what's your problem, dude? No, I don't know exactly what I make working here. And yes, I work for tips. But trust me, oh, it adds up. Scotty! Yes, Mr. Dixon. What did I tell you about parking your gremlin in my spot? Oh, is that your spot, Mr. Dixon? You know damn well which is my spot. Says there right on the sign, assistant manager. I didn't spend 13 years earning my wings in the kitchen just to let some balloon jockey fly in my airspace. Now move that piece of crap before I have it towed again. The last time you had to squeak out 200 monkeys just to pay off the late fee. Now move it! Yes, sir, Mr. Dixon. Won't happen again, sir. You have my word.
You miserable lettuce-washing ass blazer. Yeah, you better keep walking into that kitchen. Oh, why would I give what I wouldn't give, man, for just 5 minutes alone with that guy? He probably doesn't even know I'm a black belt in Taibo. I could kill him with just one roundhouse kick. Then I'd tie him up and, like, make him watch me make love to his favorite relative or something.
Can I have a balloon, mister?
Yeah, kid, you could have a balloon. Why the hell not? Make my day. There you go.
What is it?
It's a giraffe.
A giraffe with five legs?
That ain't no leg, kid.
Wow, look, Mommy! I got a giraffe with a giant wiener!
That was meant to be a secret! If I wanted it broadcast, I wouldn't have whispered it in your ear, you dumbass!
Did you believe this kid?
What? Oh, don't worry about his mom. There's one thing I know, it's how to handle women. They're suckers for guys whose hands smell like freshly used rubber. What's that? No, not currently. Well, I was like dating this 20-year-old model for a while. But she went all psycho on me. You know, I don't have to put up with that. And hey, there are more fish in the sea, man, right? In fact, I've got this date with these, like, three sisters tomorrow night. I think they're twins. I think it's just sexual, which is all I really want right now anyway. You know, sometimes I wish I just had gone to the NFL like the scouts told me to do and skipped the headache of artistry.
Methner, my stepdad said you need to make me another balloon or give us our dollar back.
Yeah, my mommy says you need to try again.
Oh, is that right? Well, there you go. And there you go.
Wow. You stabbed its giraffe in the butt with my sword.
And you made my new balloon into a middle finger.
Hey, man, it's nice. Been nice chatting with you. I gotta go. I've got a bar mitzvah at the train park today, and I'm judging a wet T-shirt contest tonight at the Playboy Mansion. I'd love to get you in, but Mr. Flint gets pissed when I invite strangers to his house. See you, dude.